So I should now tell you about my friend Pete, because he plays a large part of my show. Pete is one of my dearest friends. And if you're familiar with my material, if you know Bobby in Choochtown, Pete is Bobby. And Frank there that robbed a Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pete is also Frank. Anyway, Pete is one of five Catholic Italian children that grew up in upstate New York. And when Pete was 11 years old, his mother embezzled $10,000 from the bank that she worked at and moved to Harlem with an African-American guy, which, needless to say, put the family in a bit of a tizzy. Pete started doing heroin when he was 12 years old, and the next 15 years of his life was pretty much dedicated to crime. The good news is that Pete has been sober now for 15 years, and he counseled kids on drugs and alcohol, and they love him. He's a big guy with a big heart. He kind of looks like Mr. T. Wears a lot of gold chains. He used to have a mohawk. He started going bald. I called it a no-hawk. He got rid of it, you know? But and also, needless to say, his relationship with his mother over the years was a bit of a roller coaster ride. And just recently, before Christmas, they put her, because she was very, very sick, and she came back from Harlem to upstate New York. They put her in a hospital, and Pete and his brother Louis and his sister Teresa waited by the bedside because she was in and out of consciousness. And after about a week, Teresa said, "I'm going to go get coffee." She left. This is all true that I'm telling you, people. And the mother woke up and saw Pete and Louis sitting there and said, "Hey, you guys, I know I've made a lot of mistakes, you kids, but I hope you'll forgive me, and I love you. Goodbye." And she died. And Teresa came back about 10 minutes later with a coffee and said, "What happened?" And Pete said, "Well, Mom," I got to put this down. Hold on. Pete said, "Mom just woke up and said to forgive her, that she had made a bunch of mistakes, and she loves us, and goodbye." And Teresa said, "Wow, I wish I could have been here for this. What a poignant, profound moment, you know?" So Pete took his mother's dead hand and said, right, you know what's coming, and said,
"Goodbye, Teresa. I hope you forgive me. I love you."
Right, this is the fucking funniest thing I'd ever heard in my life, right? He told me this. I laughed so hard I pissed my pants. This is the truth, right? And I told certain conservative members of my family they did not find it fucking amusing at all. But I thought it was hysterical, so I called Louis just before Christmas, his brother. I said, "Louis, this is your brother Pete just told me this story. This is fucking hysterical." He goes, "Actually, there's more to the story. I got up off the ground. We were laughing so hard, we fell down, you know." And Teresa, she was initially aghast, but the humor was so infectious that she had to join in too. And I interpret this as forgiveness and catharsis on a Dostoevsky-type level, people. I really do, you know. But anyway, Louis got off the ground and said, "Mom, I was never able to beat you in thumb wrestling when you were alive." Thumb wrestled her and then said, "Best out of three." So I get a phone call about a week. Of course, I put this in the show because if you're my friend and you tell me these stories, these got to go in my show, you know. Unless you tell me I fucked a goat, I won't put it in. You know, don't hamble. I fucked a goat. Don't tell anybody, you know. I would probably, yes. All right, Jerry fucked a goat. Anyway, it was a good-looking goat. Just kidding. Oh, yes. All right. So I get a phone call about a week ago. It's Pete. He goes, "Hey, did you put this story about my mother in the show?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Well," he goes, "I told Teresa that I wouldn't tell anybody." I said, "I'll take it out." He goes, "No, that's all right. You can leave it in. Did you put the part about the rigor mortis in?" And I was like, "The rigor mortis?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I put her hand like this just before rigor mortis set in so she could tell the universe, fuck you for eternity." This is all true. This is the shit I...